Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. The topic that I am going to discuss is how to return to fitness after a long break, maybe due to an injury, an illness, or maybe you just fell off the wagon. I want to thank Jason for Facebooking me this topic idea. He said, "In my case, I haven't worked out or anything for over 5 years. Getting back into it is tough both physically and mentally. Can you give some tips for easing back into it?" And I think that's a great idea. I'm absolutely going to give you my favorite tips for getting back into it because I have to go through it quite often. Whenever I do a transformation program, and when I say transformation program, it's a program that I'm creating to be able to help others with, I test it on myself first. If I'm building muscle, I'm going to need to get myself deconditioned. That means I don't do any weightlifting. I really don't even work out. And I kind of let my diet go to hell so that I can totally atrophy and get into a state where I am the average Joe, basically. So that way I can really tell if a muscle building program is going to work for me or not. Same with even fat loss programs. I'm going to have to put on some fat to see if I can take it off using the new program that I created. And I got to tell you, it is very tough mentally and physically, going both directions. So even when I'm getting out of shape, it sucks. I don't feel like myself. I don't feel confident as I am when I'm in shape. I don't feel healthy. My joints ache, believe it or not. And I just feel weak. I hate feeling that way. And then going the other direction, when I'm trying to get into shape, I got to tell you, the days leading up to finally making it to my first workout, it's nerve-wracking because in my mind, my last memory about getting into shape is the memory of my last workout, which was when I was in top shape. So the idea of grinding out a gut-busting workout, feeling tons of lactic acid, all this pain, going to muscular failure, lifting all this weight, when I'm in a deconditioned state, that is just scary as hell. And I'm thinking just automatically in my mind, like I've got to somehow put forth all of the same effort that I did during my last best workout. And it's completely irrational, but those thoughts are what emotionally set me up. And that might be going on with you too. But the good news is that's not how we're going to operate. That's not how you have to make it work. I'm going to give you some tips so that you can get into it and be successful. So the first thing is, I'm going to tell you, it is so much easier to just go and work out and get started than it is thinking about it. So I want to remind you of that, because when you work out, you don't have to kill yourself, at least not in the beginning. Your body's going to adapt, it's going to get stronger and better, and your endurance is going to go up and up and up, and you're just going to naturally get into a flow of it. What you got to do is just start. Now, I will tell you, the first couple of days will most likely suck. It always does for me, no matter what program I'm on, and sometimes I can't even do what my own programs, when I'm designing them, you know, in the beta phase, I can't even do half of the stuff that I think that I can. I go in there thinking I'm going to do, let's say, 20 pull-ups, because that was like a warm-up number of pull-ups for me the last time I was in shape. I get in there, I'm barely able to do 10. That is just a shot to my ego. I'm not used to the pain of getting tired. I'm quitting before I know that I really need to. It's just emotionally, it really is devastating to me, but I just got to work through it. It's part of the process. It's just natural to feel that way. So expect those things going in. Expect that it's gonna suck, but that's okay. That's okay if it does. Now, if you're smart, you go in there and you set your expectations really low when you're getting back into shape. That means you're just easing into it. That means you go in there and just commit to walking for a few minutes on a treadmill. And if you're feeling like it, add in a little incline, adjust your speed upwards if you feel like it's a little too easy. And then when you start huffing and puffing a little bit, well, just keep huffing and puffing until you say, okay, that's enough. And then when you decide that's enough, make it enough. That's all you got to do. And then when you're doing your weight training, simply pick up some weights, go on the low side, and just start doing your exercises. So if you're doing chest press, start doing some chest presses with a low weight. Maybe I'd say something that you know, I'd say maybe 50% of the weight that you were putting up before, just to be safe. And maybe if that's too high, go even lower. But just be okay with the fact that you might be doing more or less than 50%. And if you get tired out completely after two or three sets, be okay with that too. There's nothing wrong with that. Everything that you do in the first couple of days of getting back into shape after a long time really doesn't make that much of a difference in the long run. It doesn't. So there's really no failure. Depending on the only failure, I guess you could say, is just not getting into the gym or not getting your workout done. That's the only failure, is doing nothing. But if you get in there and you do something, it doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15, don't even look at the clock. It doesn't matter how long you spent there. You just want to just get it started. And that's it. Because what'll happen is your body adapts very, very quickly. And when I say adapt, your nervous system is designed in such a way that it's going to say, oh, it looks like we're working out. So let's prepare ourselves so that we can do this way better the next day. Okay? It takes a day for your nervous system and your muscles and all of your body's tissues and organs to kind of catch up to that. But so if you go the next day, you'll notice that you're way better than you were the day before. And then the third day, even better than that. And after about a week, you should start finding that you're getting into a groove. Now, I've had some long layoffs and doing some of these muscle building studies because, you know, I have to let my muscles atrophy and get weak again. And sometimes that takes a little while. And when I get back into it, sometimes I'd say on average, it takes me about 5 days to finally get into the groove. But I've had it take up to 2 weeks for me to feel like I'm into the groove and I'm working out. I'd say the most critical component to it is that once you start, do whatever it takes to not quit. And what I mean by that is, commit to a certain number of times a week to go and exercise. I'm going to recommend that you get in and you exercise a minimum 3 times a week, minimum. If you do more, that's even better. But whatever you do, don't break that commitment, whatever you do, because that will put you right back. Here's the deal. If you've been not working out for 5 straight years, realize that you are in the habit now of not working out. So just like any new habit, it is very difficult to form a habit of new actions that you haven't been used to. So that your brain, your body will fight you to do these new things, especially on a regular basis. So you really have got to set yourself up so that you can at least commit to doing some of the actions. Don't worry yet in the very beginning. Do not worry about the quality of your workout and how hard you worked. Don't worry about that, because part of that has nothing to do with your willpower. I'd say the other half of it, most important half, has to do with just how quickly your body is going to allow you to condition itself. So be okay with that. And if you want to learn how to properly condition yourself, just refer to my first couple of episodes where I talk about training and listen to some interviews with some of our experts that I've interviewed in the past about their workout routines. This is about getting back on track. So I've got a set of tips for you that will get you started if it's been a while for you and you want to get back into working out and eating right, but you just haven't gotten yourself into that mode. Tip number one, start with get all of your nutrition supplies ready. So depending on what your goal is, are you trying to build muscle? Are you trying to lose fat? However you did it last time, get all of the groceries in your kitchen so that you are ready to rock with the nutrition. And here's why. Because what I've noticed is whenever I go into workout mode, I automatically crave my healthy performance-enhancing foods. And if I don't have those around, well, I'm going to feel disappointed and I'm not going to feel like I'm making my workouts worth my while because I don't have the nutrition to fuel them. You get it? So get all of your nutrition supplies ready. You don't have to make your meals or anything. Just be ready, because once you finish your workout, most of us are going to say, I need to have that shake. So I want to make sure you've got your protein ready for that after workout meal. Step number two, get your workout gear out. That's right. If it's been a while since you've busted out your workout gear to wear it to work out, set that out. Just set it out. You don't have to wear it. Just set it out so it's ready to go. So that way when you say, okay, I'm ready to work out, you've got your workout gear all set out and you're ready to go. Next, commit to just 20 to 30 minute sessions when you do work out. Now, if you do more, that's great, but just commit to a low amount that you know you can do and that you can withstand, 20 to 30 minute sessions. And even when you get to the gym, if you go to the gym, you don't have to even do 20 minutes. I just want you to allocate the time so that you put it in your schedule so that way nothing else can interfere with that time that you're dedicating to your workout. Next, number four, when you're doing weight training or resistance training, just commit to doing up to, and this is a maximum, I'd say up to 3 sets per exercise. Now, I also am going to go out there and say, if you're doing body part training, just stick to about 3 sets per body part, and that's it. If you do more, perfect. If you do less than that, that's okay too. But 3 is a good number. For the most part, I'm getting back to working out right now. I'm about to start a new 28-day rapid muscle building project. This is different than the one that I did for myself. I gained 7.25 pounds of muscle on my own in 28 days. This time, my man, my pro, Tori Washington, the vegan dread, he's probably the most muscular and ripped vegan out there these days. We are in the process of writing our 28-day program. He just sent me the first week of the workouts for it, and I'm nice and atrophied, nice and weak. I'm a perfect case study for him, and I'm going to go through his program to see how much more muscle we can build on his program, and I'm going to let you guys all know about it. So, if you want to be a part of that case study, stay tuned to the end of this episode, and I'll give you some more details about that. Now, when you're doing up to 3 sets. What I found when I just started getting back, I just went to the playground with my son. I decided, hey, let me see how many pull-ups I can do. And I realized after about 3 sets of pull-ups, my muscles were dead. Same with, I did some push-ups. I mean, this is how weak I got. Did some push-ups by my third set of 20 push-ups. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that many more. Where I used to do 8 sets of 20 push-ups just for a warm-up before a chest workout. And now 3 sets is killing me. So be okay with 3 sets or less. Now, the final tip I'm going to give you, I'm going to repeat this again. Just know that freaking doing it, just do it. That's so much easier than thinking about it. All right, and just understand, you'll probably start thinking about it a lot just before you go to your workout and you'll start psyching yourself out. Don't expect that you're going to have those thoughts, but just do it anyway. I hope that helps you. Listen, if you haven't already, download your free copy of the Muscle Building eBook. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. Get it today. Also, we've got a couple things out there I want to let you know about. We've got our case study for our 10-day rapid fat loss beta program. For the girls, we got the tummy tightener, the 10-day tummy tightener. For the guys, we got the vegan ab cut program. That is now an on-your-own program. It's still in case study mode, so that means that you're getting a very good discounted price for the entire program in exchange for giving us your after pictures and your before and after measurements. Now, here's the thing. I just had a conversation with somebody about this yesterday. Only do it. And I've got the details about what it is. If you go to veganbodyrevolution.com, you'll see it says 10-day rapid fat loss beta project near the top in the navigation bar. Only do this if you feel that you've got 10 days to dedicate at least an hour of exercise in, and you're willing to do everything that our nutrition program tells you to do. Now, everything that you can get, everything that you need is going to be, can be bought at a natural grocery store. You might have to order some protein powders online. So really make sure that you've got everything together before you even get started. You might even need some equipment if you don't have a gym membership. So, I mean, when I say equipment, like a few exercise bands will do the trick. But make sure you've got everything so that you can do it 100%. Because here's the deal. If you sign up for the case study and you don't do what our program says you need to do 100%, then you're not helping me and you're not really a part of the case study because you're doing your own thing. So this is very, very important, okay? Also, we've got a vegan beautiful booty program that's going to be coming out in several weeks. It's going to help anybody who wants a tighter, firmer, rounder, more bubbly booty to get that 100% vegan style. It's going to be a very, very hot program, and I mean that more ways than one. And finally, If you want to learn more about this 28-day vegan project, I'm going to have dates. We're going to be doing this pretty soon. I'm working with Tori right now. We're working out the logistics for the filming of all the videos and the tutorials that you're going to need to be able to follow along with this. But we are going to attempt to break all records set on muscle building on a 100% plant-based diet in a 28-day period. So if you would like to get involved with that, you will most likely need a membership to a health club, unless you've got your own home gym set up with lots and lots of free weights and bars and stuff like that. But you're going to need that. If you want to get in on that, feel free to email me, send it to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com and say, hey, Thomas, I want to know more information about the 28-day muscle building project. We don't even have a price determined for that yet, but I'll tell you, it'll be a steal because, again, it's going to be in the beta phase and we're going to be testing it out. Actually, I guess you could call it the alpha phase. So that's all for now. Feel free to message me on Facebook as well. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and check out our blog at veganbodyrevolution.com. I thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this information was helpful. My name is Thomas Tadlock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.